Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Ooh, just like that, February, it's gone. Yeah, it is the 1st of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that happened over the weekend and back in February, too, coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it seems the UK government is looking at those tech startups saying, maybe it'd be a good idea to buy a stake in those things. According to the Financial Times, there seems to be an effort to spend about £375 million. And by doing so, it will take on stakes in later stage tech startups. Now, of course, by doing this, they hope to help promising firms that could actually boost the UK standing in the tech industry. Of course, with anything that does sound good, there's always that little, what about favoritism? These are questions that probably should be answered before the thing actually does get underway, as well as the other fine print we have yet to see. Network users, how was your Saturday? Did it suck? Probably did. That's because they had another network outage. Now, actually, this network outage started Friday afternoon. Kind of started a little here, kind of started a little there, then it came on raging on through Saturday morning. And it affected the platforms of the PS3, the PS4, and the PS5. Now, if you're still experiencing problems, you're not alone. It looks like it's not completely resolved yet. In fact, we tried to reach out to Sony and say, hey, what's causing this? And just how many people is it affecting? Yeah, nobody's answering the phones over at Sony. Hey, staying with game news, Microsoft is now finally testing 1080p Xbox Game Pass streaming. We all know that 720p resolution, it's okay on the phone, but when you get it on the big screen, it sucks. According to Windows Central and The Verge, Microsoft is currently testing those 1080p streams, and actually some people could be seeing it as we speak, though they're not saying which, whom, where, or what. It's more of, hey, this game looks better than it did before, you're probably seeing the 1080p stream now. Of course, this comes on the heels of the leak of the updated Xbox Game streaming app for Windows too. That's the software that shows just how it will accommodate more players, plus offering the support of the touch and gyro motion input, making it a lot easier to play games, say, like on a Surface or other devices that require some touching. And finally, hey, we're just going to end on gaming news, too. I guess it was just one of those weekends. Were you looking forward to Gran Turismo 7? Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you on a Monday, but that's usually what I do on this show. It ain't coming this year. Yep, get ready for it in 2022. That's right, the Gran Turismo series won't make its grand return this year. Sony has all now but confirmed that Gran Turismo 7 will be arriving sometime in 2022. They didn't even give the month. They just said sometime next year. As you probably guessed, GT7 has been impacted by stupid COVID-19 crap and production challenges, not to mention having to work from home for a lot of the programmers. Yeah, it's kind of made a little bit of production a bit challenging to get done this year. Though let's face it, the franchise, they're kind of notorious for delays. GT 5 and 6, yeah, pretty much had the same fate. So fans are pretty much used to hearing this news by this time. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, it's located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. You can also find BTN on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community and join us in our Slack room today by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Tuesday tomorrow. Get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday.